like to thank Wisconsin Network for Peace and Justice, Extinction Rebellion, 350 Madison, Sierra Club John Muir Chapter, People's Green New Deal Madison, Democrat Socialists of America, Call for Peace Drum and Dance Company, the Climate Reality Project, Core Practices for Social Transformation, Dane Arts, Natural Path Sanctuary, South Central Federation of Labor, Farley Center, AFSCME, U.S. Gathering Art Powered Experiences, First Unitarian Society, Dane Arts Mural Arts, and Salvador's Pizza. And if anybody knows of anybody who needs a sign language interpreter, we have someone up here in the front, so if you can encourage them to come to the front if they can't see. We also have a few chairs in the front if anybody needs to sit down. There's water over here in a first aid station. There are bathrooms down that way. And I just want to say, you know, we shouldn't take for granted that we're able to be here protesting today. There's an atrocious bill that's been introduced by Alec. It's sponsored by Alec. It's called the Critical Infrastructure Bill. And it's in response to the Dakota Access Pipeline and the large outcry. And what it does is it makes it a felony to trespass on utility land. So please speak up and talk to your legislators and tell them no on a critical infrastructure bill. And you may notice, you know, today we're here near the MG&E headquarters. And while MG&E has done some good work in our community, it is not enough.
Not enough! Stop fire!
Our house is literally on fire.
Yep. Whose house?
Our house!
Whose house?
Our house!
Whose house?
Our house!
When our house is on fire, we do not just stand by and watch it burn. We do everything in our power we can to put the flames out. We have to give everything we got or we risk losing everything. Are you ready to fight?
Yeah!
We can't afford to wait until 2050 for MG&E's plan for carbon neutral. What we need is 100% renewable energy by 2030. To push MG&E faster than they ever thought they could go. We need bold leadership. We need a roadmap to 100% renewable energy, and we need it now. To give you an idea of the day, we're going to have a sing-along, a teach-in, we're going to do some chants and some calls and response. We're going to have a speech by the Youth Climate Action Team. At 2 p.m., we have People's Mic, and then please stick around because at 2:30, we have a couple of art demonstrations that you're all welcome to participate in, and we need a large crowd to help us with that art demonstration, so please stick around for that. And then at 3 p.m., we're going to join others across the world in a global moment of silence. Then we march. We'll march back to the Capitol, and then we'll have a rally at 3:50 p.m. with live streaming broadcast from Greta Thunberg, and we'll also have speeches by the Youth Climate Action Team there at the Capitol, and free pizza from Salvador's Tomato Pies at 5 p.m. Okay, before we get going, we want to acknowledge that we are on occupied Ho-Chunk land. The Ho-Chunk Nation The people of the Big Voice have called this place Dayjope for time immemorial. This land was taken via treaty by the U.S. government in 1832, forcing the Ho-Chunk north of the Wisconsin River. Decades of ethnic cleansing followed when both the federal and state government repeatedly but unsuccessfully sought to forcibly remove the Ho-Chunk from Wisconsin. They are currently organized as the Ho-Chunk Nation of Wisconsin, whose government is based out of Black River Falls. The United States was founded on stolen land, and we stand in solidarity with all Indigenous people on this landmass that are still fighting for their rights to self-determination and liberation.
Electric go 100% coal free by 2030.
Oh, thank you.
Let's be clear. It is vitally important for the health of our people and our planet that MGE go coal free by 2030. Right now, 87% of MGE's electricity is generated by fossil fuels. Burning fossil fuels such as coal is making us sick. It pollutes our air and water. Last year, neighbors near the Oak Creek coal plant woke up to a layer of coal dust covering their cars, lawns, homes, and a children's playground nearby. Breathing this coal dust is toxic. In addition, mercury pollution from coal-fired power plants is contaminating every lake, river, and waterway in Wisconsin. Burning fossil fuels is also heating up our planet's temperature, and the effects of this climate change are dire. The consequences of a warming planet include extreme drought, wildfires, floods, and food shortages for millions of people. MGE is going to tell you that they're doing the right thing. The company claims to have a goal to be carbon neutral by 2050. Do not be fooled. This is a huge difference between being carbon neutral and carbon free. Carbon neutral means that in 30 years from now, MGE still plans on burning fossil fuels, but they will try to take steps to offset the release of the carbon into the air. Boo. Carbon free means giving up burning fossil fuels altogether and switching to renewable energy sources. Solar, water, and wind power are the answer. And these energy sources are becoming cheaper than burning fossil fuels. It's a no-brainer. Carbon-free is the only viable option to halt climate change. MGE must act now. Scientists estimate we have only 10 years to halt catastrophic climate change. MGE must go coal-free by 2030. Our future depends on it.
Hi everyone, my name is Ben Hiley. I'm with DSA Madison, People's Green New Deal Madison, and I'm a member of the Stoughton City Council. I also serve on the Utilities Committee. I'm here today because Stoughton has public power. The city owns the electric and water utilities. So we, Sun Prairie, and about 50 other communities pool our power together, our buying power, to form a co-op. That means we can buy together the energy, and we can fund energy projects that are like big companies like MGE. Stone Utilities is well run. We pay lower rates than Alliant and MG&E customers, and public power costs less overall. This model also allows for community oversight, which we don't have here. Community consists of alders and citizen members, and utility decisions are made at public meetings. I'm working right now to push our city, Stoughton, to adopt aggressive energy goals, and we have more control over that than we would if we had an investor-owned utility like MG&E. Large-scale power supply can also be publicly owned. Tennessee Valley Authority generates power for 10 million Americans. It was founded in the Green New Deal. And as Bernie Sanders has suggested in his plan for a Green New Deal, expanding this type of investment in renewables and a modern public grid will do a lot to get us toward carbon neutrality. It would be an investment in people's needs, not in profits. So if you go to MG&E's website, you see windmills everywhere, you know. If you go to their holding company's website, mgeenergy.com, what you see is a NASDAQ graph, an advertisement saying 44 years of increasing dividends. So that dividend is money extracted from all of us by a monopoly for needed services and sent largely to wealthy investors elsewhere. These investors always demand more, and if they don't get it, the market crashes. That is the design of capitalism. Exponential growth in a finite world. Public power in Wisconsin is limited to a 5% rate of return over costs. MG&E charges some of the highest rates around. Stoughton, not so much. So, 5% rate of return, that covers debt payments and a safety net, but it's not sending dividends to Wall Street. So how do we get to public power in Madison? It's not easy, and it's not a cure-all. Wisconsin law lets any community vote to buy out a local utility, but it costs money. Utilities fight back and fight hard for years because we are the people and we are their profit center. To win, it will take a lot more of this people power. It takes a lot of work to keep the lights on, and we appreciate everyone who goes into that. At the local government level, that's been starved by state and federal cuts, we don't have the money to make the clean energy transition on our own. It will take wealth redistribution and national funding and more than a few breakthroughs to transition by 2030. So let's get started. But what public power does, and this is very important, gives the people who live here control and oversight over how their power is provided, and it helps keep resources local. It won't be easy, but Madison could start this process today. All right, thank you very much.